All right, guys, listen up. Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you to everybody who came out to the Atlanta Comedy Theater Thursday. It was outstanding. Great show.
How was it, man?
Man, crazy, man. It felt
hey,
good,
dog,
Tommy.
How it feel to go back? Dog, I'm going to Birmingham. How was it, man, that first step out there?
Tommy, let me tell you something, man. It ain't, first of all, the cord was wrapped up so tight I couldn't move that far. But it felt good even to start the show like that. Just to be on the stage, man.
Right.
Man, people clapping for you. They glad to see you. It was like a family reunion. Everybody was glad to see everybody.
Man,
it was great.
Yeah, people happy to be out there. Huh?
Yeah, just happy to be out, man. Social distancing and everything. They had that mask on. They were laughing through the mask.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I know they was hot, though. I couldn't stand the logo. They was up there hot. But thank y'all so much, though, ATL. I appreciate it. I loved it. Loved it. Mm-hmm. But I want to say a huge thank you and shout out to Major League Baseball, man. This was a big move. I'm proud of baseball for doing this, for moving the MLB All-Star Game from Atlanta after the state of Georgia passed a new restrictive voting law.
Yes.
They moved it. They took it out. That's they not playing.
That's man, big. When baseball do that, that's big.
Shout
that's,
out to the players, the owners,
huge.
The league.
The
big.
Players, the owners, you right, Carla, the league, they moved it out because of the voting laws that they passed here in Georgia, man. They just said, we're not going to be a part of that, man. So I'm proud of them for doing that. Major League Baseball released a statement stating that Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box, man. And so they made that move, man. It didn't take long. They didn't even think about it. They did it. It's over. I heard, you know, the governor is complaining, but we're not having the game here.
When you get finished complaining.
When you finish complaining, they're not playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
So
that's
big.
That's big.
That's
big.
You're right.
Yeah, bravo to Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Bravo.
Well, you know, Final Four weekend, you know, basketball and other sports news.
Junior?
What's up? Did you see it, Tommy?
That Gonzaga game?
Hey, man.
That shot.
Gonzaga is not playing, man. But you know what? Who else ain't playing? Baylor ain't playing either, man. So
no, they not.
The game is set for tonight. Baylor and Gonzaga going at it, man. But I got to give a shout out to Stanford. They beat Arizona by 1 point in the women's championship game.
That man. Was tight game, man.
Ooh, that was a good game.
To 53. Ooh. And it was a good game.
College
them
basketball.
Girls be balling.
Yes, yes. They
I'm telling
hooping,
you, these
man.
Girls be hooping.
Yes, they do, man. And they don't get the recognition they should get, man. They are ballers.
Oh, man.
Well, they getting it today.
They getting it right now.
Ladies. Yes.
Congratulations. Go ahead, ladies.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, trending this morning, last night's versus battle between Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers with your host, Steve Harvey. We'll talk more about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.